Axios.com, AXIOS.com, is much like other political websites. They break the news, they cover the rumors. And with that in mind, I believe we welcome for a first visit, terrific writer Justin Green to WDLS. Justin, your compatriot there, Mike Allen, and Axios.com reporting that Donald Trump is so disgusted at his entire cabinet and his entire staff that he is now mulling sweeping changes before he leaves town this week. Please, let's get the inside story. Go ahead, Justin.
You bet. All right. So Mike Allen, who is one of the founders of Axios, reported for some time on basically President Trump's feelings towards his cabinet, towards his staff. It's been a storyline for about a week or so that he's not so thrilled with the way his White House responded to how the press handled his firing of FBI Director Jim Comey. And as part of that, he's considering, as Mike reported, a pretty broad shakeup that would get everyone from his chief of staff, Reince Priebus, to his head counsel, Don McGahn, to his chief strategist, Steve Bannon, and even to his spokesman, Sean Spicer.
Now, I'll give you a little scoop here. We just had Stephen Moore on from Heritage and the Wall Street Journal transition team member, and he said he just sat down with Steve Bannon last week. Bannon's not going anywhere, but you write at Axios.com that he's disappointed, frankly, in some of his cabinet members for two reasons. Either they're tooting their own horns too much or they're insufficiently excited in praising Donald Trump as a brilliant diplomat. That includes his friend Wilbur Ross, the Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and even HH Secretary Tom Price. If all this comes to fruition, or even half of it, this would be on the level of Jimmy Carter, I guess, right after the General May Lay's speech, inviting everybody up to Camp David and cashiering about half of his cabinet.
It would be a lot. So I don't think Mike is reporting at the time that you're going to see cabinet members go at least this soon. But you are seeing a part of Trump's leadership style start to come out, which is that he doesn't love when his deputies get the spotlight. If you recall last month or so, Steve Bannon royally kind of torqued him off by becoming this media maven and being on covers of magazines and getting so much time and attention in the press. And so one thing that I think is fascinating that Mike noted is one of the cabinet members that Trump is most pleased with right now is Rex Tillerson, because he's not in headlines. He's not making a lot of news.
I was going to bring that up, that Tillerson keeps that magnificent head of hair of his under the radar screen. We're talking here with Axios's Justin Green, a writer for a new political website, AXIOS, Axios.com. SNL had a couple of send-ups on Donald Trump over the weekend, the cold open with Lester Holt's interview being parodied, and then the Sean Spicer Donald Trump moment, including a full kiss between Sean Spicer and Donald Trump, obviously Alec Baldwin and Melissa McCarthy. I noticed that the president had the discipline not to tweet anything out about that show. What are you hearing regarding, is somebody taking his phone away on Saturday nights?
I think he's gotten a little bit smarter about knowing when and where to push press attention to, but he's also just been pretty quiet over the weekend. I think his only tweet yesterday was a Mother's Day tweet wishing Melania and family a happy Mother's Day. But a few weeks ago, I would have been more surprised if he hadn't tweeted, I suppose.
Is Donald Trump's command of the rhetoric and the ability to connect with the common man and his undisciplined nature as far as staying true to message or having message discipline, those are two sides of the same coin, aren't they, Justin?
Typically. I mean, he is he has always been sort of what is advertised. I think that's the thing that you see with all the reporting, is that his advisors will push him to get on message, and eventually he will go back to the message that he likes. And if his advisors push him too hard to get back on the message, he will just replace the person giving him information.
Is it basically the fact now that the advice that he's getting is to go big? In other words, make some big changes right now, and that he has nothing to lose?
At least as far as we can tell. At the same time, it's always useful to remember, especially in this White House, that he's getting competing sets of advice.
And whoever talks to him last generally gets the final word. I mean, that sounds like a crazy question, but in other words, he can be influenced. If you get there last and you can be adamant about your argument, generally Trump may morph into that argument for a while before he finds his true center.
It is spoken of as if he is praised for being a pretty good listener. He is also, yes, at times there is concern that the person who has the last word will have the final word. So it is a mixed bag.
Boy, he is just fascinating to watch. Thank you, Justin Green of Axios.com. Much appreciated, sir.
Mr. Trump, are you trolling us? Because this week you also met with the Russian ambassador in the Oval Office. You must have known the optics on that would be terrible.
Come on, do you think I care about optics? Look at me. I sit on every chair like it's a toilet, okay?
Now, if that wasn't vulgar enough, it got a little worse later on with the Spicer Trump bit, but we'll get to that a little bit later on during the program.
Your presidency is like the craziest show on TV, and it's on 24 hours a day, and we can't keep up.
Well, too bad, because this show is going to run for 8 years, okay? Even though it should have been canceled months ago, but don't worry. We have plenty of fun plot twists coming up. A lot of your favorite characters will be coming back. Kim Jong-un, Carter Page, even that little psycho Steve Miller, okay? Also, I don't want to give away too much, but in an upcoming episode, we will find out that Kellyanne has been dead this whole time, okay?
That seemed a little mean-spirited. In fact, a lot mean-spirited.